Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, Pedlick Christian senior Garrett Wheeler, who did his winter internship with KNIA, KRLS Radio, catches up with Nick Evans, the strength and conditioning coach at Pedlick Christian High School.
We're here today with strength and conditioning coach from Pedlick Christian, Nick Evans. Nick, let's get started by telling us a little bit about your background as you worked your way to this point and what kind of qualified you for this position.
So I would say the main thing that got me interested in strength and conditioning was I just loved working out and training from a young age. I played three sports in high school. So I played football, baseball, wrestling, and I always loved training. And I ended up getting a scholarship actually at Northwestern College in Orange City for football. And I played there for 3 years, but slowly as I was there, I started to figure out I think I liked training even more than I liked playing my sport. So I kind of transitioned out of football and got into strength conditioning. They have a great program there. So I graduated with exercise science, strength conditioning as my main concentration. I had like a health background as well. But I worked with a lot of their teams. Women's soccer was my main team my senior year. I did all their programming. And then I actually did an internship at Sioux City East in Sioux City up there in Northwest Iowa as well. Did a little internship, kind of part-time gig at Unity Christian as well. And then I moved down here initially to work at William Penn, and that didn't end up working out. And this position opened up at PC like a month into working at William Penn, and I jumped on that as soon as I could.
Well, that's definitely a fun and exciting journey for you. You mentioned you kind of got into it a lot. You realized in college, was there someone... And you mentioned they had a good program. Was there someone at Northwestern that kind of really influenced that decision?
Yeah, I would say we had a great strength and conditioning coach. He's actually from PC alumni, Corey Van Wyk. He was our football strength and conditioning coach my first 2 years there. And then we transitioned and had another coach after that. But he had a big influence. He taught a lot of my classes for exercise science, strength and conditioning. And then also just my main advisor, Coach Ox. He did a lot of our classes as well, upper level classes my junior and senior year. So the more I did it, the more I kind of fell in love with it. I love the training for football. And yeah, it's just been kind of a passion of mine since then. Yeah, they had a big influence on me those first couple years in college.
Sound like some great people. That's awesome. So now we're going to kind of shift into the actual strength and conditioning part of it. What's kind of the process of making a workout, and kind of walk us through the exercises that go into off-season and in-season athletes and kind of the different sports?
Yes. So I would say a big thing for in-season, the main thing we try to focus on is kind of regain a lot of strength and muscle that we may have lost in-season during your sport. It's hard whenever someone plays a sport year-round, but we try to make it work. Some guys can make it in for off-season lifting during their in-season sport as well. But I would say making a workout, we usually try to think about, we're going to do a little bit of a warm-up, try to get the body ready for our lift. And then from there, we're going to get into our jumps, our plyos, sprints, and then some power development, maybe some clean, some weighted jumps. And then we're going to do like our strength and hypertrophy work from there. Throughout the year, we kind of transition from like hypertrophy, strength, and power throughout the year, like depending on what phase you're in, depending on what sport you're in. And then in season, a lot of it is just trying to maintain any strength and power and muscle mass that you've gained in the off season, trying to make sure we keep that as much as we can at some base point. You're probably going to lose a little bit throughout the season just because, depending on the sport, it's pretty long. Like basketball, you have a long season, but that's kind of what it would look like. Kind of my thought process whenever you go and do programming.
Well, I can speak from experience that it's been great to have you here, and I've had an awesome weight room experience and growth with my numbers with you. Again, we're talking to Nick Evans, a strength and conditioning coach here at Pedlick Christian. One of the other big things I really wanted to talk to you about was you've really done a lot of work in growing the program. So can you kind of walk us through how and, you know, what you do there?
Yeah, I think when I first got here, there was like four people in the weight room in the fall. Some days it would be like one person in the afternoon, Grant Kelderman. Sometimes we'd have some solo sessions in the morning or afternoon. But I would say just trying to be a person worth being around, a coach people want to be around, try to be as genuine as I can, not be a jerk. I think sometimes people get lost in like making it about themselves instead of making it about their athletes. So I think just trying to reflect Christ, be a person that athletes enjoy having as a coach, I think is the biggest thing. Because in the weight room, like, it can be kind of stressful as an athlete, as a coach, trying to work through that dynamic. But the weight room's a little different. Like, you're kind of doing your solo thing. So I can, like, not be as aggressive or as, like, intense with someone compared to if you're doing an actual sport and you're competing with someone else for a spot. So, yeah, I'd say that's kind of how we've grown the culture and made it to what it is today.
Well, that's great. One last thing to kind of round it out. I know we've implemented what we have on the whiteboard, which is our leaderboards, and I just kind of wonder how you decided to do that and how you think it's impacted our weight room and our culture.
Yes. So initially we came in, we had a different kind of leaderboard, and no one explained it to me. So we kind of transitioned into our own. And I was kind of against leaderboards at first. Like, I kind of wanted people just like be intrinsically motivated, like just working on their own numbers, not paying attention to anybody else has. But the crazy thing was, whenever I added a couple years ago, like, people's weight just started skyrocketing, and like they saw like someone else's weight up there, they saw someone's sprint time or jump or anything like that, and like they just went so much higher, added so much more weight, or yeah, seconds, less seconds, jump height, compared to if they were just like focusing on their own weight. So it made a big difference. I tried to make it so it wasn't just people's weight, so it didn't just cater to the stronger athletes. Like, we have vertical jump, broad jump, sprint times, like 20-yard dash, 10-yard flies, things like that. So that's kind of how we've made our leaderboard to what it is today.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know they've definitely motivated me to put up some more weight in certain areas, and I think they've helped me a lot. So thanks again, Nick, for doing this interview with me.
Yes, of course. Yeah, great to meet with you, Garrett. Appreciate you.
That's Nick Evans, the strength and conditioning coach here at Pella Christian.
Once again, that was Pella Christian senior Garrett Wheeler, who did his Winterham experience with KNIA, KRLS Radio, talking with Pella Christian strength and conditioning coach Nick Evans here on today's Lately Radio Sports page.